Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. We are actually going to be ending this year with a little note. If you haven't sent your petition, if you're filling out a petition and getting signatures, your petition and signatures must be sent today with your with the appropriate cover letter to both houses of Congress. Now, if you haven't done it and you still want to actually fill out the petition, then you need to go and you're not going to be able to get to the post office, then you need to go to reclaimingtherepublic.org. We have a link on the petitions page that will take you to the Occupy the Constitution, and you can sign a petition electronically. Tomorrow is the cutoff date for doing that. It's it. I mean, we will see the outcome of everybody's efforts this coming January 6th. We will see how many congressmen. We already know that one of the senators is going to take a stand and contest. So it's going to happen in both houses so far. Well, allegedly. I'll believe everything when I see it. But I will tell you that these petitions are probably the only way we are going to derail the Biden administration. I can tell you that evil is doing everything that can to actually take full control, and they are hell-bent on subjugating us. It's that simple. Anyway, we were talking about goals, but before we do, let's get through just a couple of the obligatories that we usually do. And as you know, the show is sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org as well as republicreview.org. We want to thank you for your listening this past year. Since yesterday was the penultimate day, and today is the last day of the year. And so I should have made a point out of the penultimate day of the year. But anyway, and penultimate means the one before the last. And since today's the last, yesterday was the penultimate. Anywho, if you've got a comment, 425-270-5416. If you have a question, 425-270-5416. If you want to have a conversation about a topic and kind of tell me what you're talking about or the questions and how they lead to, I think, a deeper conversation, we'll actually give you a call and we will actually record that at yours and my convenience. That way we can get this stuff done and get it out to everybody. We will be having a few interviews coming up, but when we come back tomorrow, we are going to we're going to get back into the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions so that you can understand how it all kind of ends as Jefferson and Madison kind of regroup and go, you know what, we're going to have to do this ourselves because obviously the states are indifferent. And the states are inept, at that point in time, they were impotent. Anywho, what we will do is start tomorrow with, I believe it's the Jefferson's lamenting over the Kentucky resolution. And then on Monday, we'll dive into the Virginia resolutions, or at least Madison's notes on that and his final comments. This is very powerful. I want you to understand when Madison actually goes into the, not just his sentiments, but the reality of the position that the states have over the Constitution, it's very powerful. So with that, we do want you to, take your position in fighting this enemy, whatever we're calling it. Remember, because bottom line, we need to fight the enemy on our terms and using the Constitution and not on their terms in an unconstitutional manner or form. One of the things we're going to get into eventually, and I've got the topic, you know, highlighted that we'll get into this. We want to get into the planners. We want you to know all the, you know, the details of all these things that evil is doing in taking away your liberties bit by bit, and how they're working with your local government. If you don't believe me, you need to listen to Tom DeWeese or anybody that's talking about the 21 or 2030 agenda. Okay. So anyway, I just covered everything I want to cover. As you know, this is the only show that gives you the academic evidence as well as the academic based solutions of what it's going to take to save our Constitution. Now, we're going through how to set effective goals, and we covered basically, we finally started, you know, getting into the, you know, creating your map. Now, bottom line, you can tell, and I could always tell when I had an employee, and most all of the employees that I've had really don't have a real concern over where they are in their career and the direction they're going. This is why there are very few people, and I'm going to use Trump as an example, because if you are focused on what you want and where you're going, then you will set effective goals and you will get there. And it's very obvious when I actually sit down with somebody, whether they're meandering or not, because you can tell how personalized their objectives and their goals are. And you can see how they are doing what's necessary to implement those goals. I mean, it becomes very obvious. And I will tell you that I really haven't had anybody ever work for me that has embraced and has been driven for success. So this means that this content that we're covering right now really is only applicable to a very small, and I'm talking about single digit percentages of the American population. Because most people think, oh, well, I'm walking in the direction I want to be walking in. Why do I care about taking the energy, you know, the opportunity cost in trying to set effective goals? I'm already successful as much as I want to be, and I'm going, like I said, you're going in the direction you want to go. So why do this? Well, if you understand, and if you've ever heard, you know, that the mind is a very powerful thing if it is focused, and a person can do anything that they want to do, that is absolutely true. But that focus part is the critical part in making those things happen. And so you have to focus, and there are very special ways that can help you focus in being successful. So we haven't gotten into the action part of this, but we have kind of laid out the different factors that you need to consider in obtaining your ultimate goal, as well as your ultimate, I should say your ultimate goals, as well as the goal that, you know, drives your everyday existence, putting bread on the table, your career and your relationship with, whether that's a corporation, your business, your employer, whoever that is. And so we've talked about attributes. We've talked about those fundamental attributes, such as your productivity, your skills, versatility, communications, your ability to communicate, your cooperativeness, how well do you cooperate with others, and how well do you build teams and create a good, strong teaming environment? Are you embracing process improvement? When something just doesn't work, do you keep on doing it over and over? This is a problem for many people. What we really want to do is we really want you to start understanding what you have to do, because some of this stuff is education, some of this stuff is application, and some of this stuff is, you know, I'll use the word maturity. are you mature enough to recognize you have a shortfall, and are you mature enough to actually step up and do something about that shortfall? The other thing that we talked about is, you know, we've talked about the attributes, and then we have talked about the different types of paths that are overlays for your goal. So your map of your ultimate goal and the positions and the direction or how you're going to obtain that goal, as well as an overlay map that you want to put your career on there. Now, some people, you know, they won't have a single career working with a single employee. And as a matter of fact, that is not the common anymore. Most people do not work for a single company for their entire life, like it used to be way back in the, you know, in the 50s, the 60s, and so forth. Your parents or grandparents may have been a person and or the typical American that actually just worked with one employer and retired. The fact is, very few companies even offer retirement, and they very few companies incentivize people to stay. As a matter of fact, it was General Electric, I believe, and I think it was Jack Welch, that was the one that laid off 10% of his workforce every year. Think about that. 1/10 of the entire workforce is gone. And how long does it take for you to actually turn over enough to where you have, over a short period of time, less than 50% of your original workforce, because you keep on purging the ranks and you start cutting deeper and deeper as people start realizing that, hey, they're going to catch me at one point or another. I really have to step up. And it forces people to step up. We'll be right back after this.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me, AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and their 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue.
Okay, so a couple of other things I don't want to gloss over, but the important things that are a part of you becoming successful is obviously some level of education, whether that be self-education or formal education. If you're in a profession that requires formal education, then there's, you know, you can't become a doctor, you can't get further in medicine or working in engineering without some level of formal education. Now, I will say this, that you can self-educate, because my father self-educated himself to actually pass the engineering certification. Instead of going and getting an engineering degree, because he had a degree in political science, what he did was he actually went and studied the math and studied everything necessary to become a fully certified engineer. Now, if you go out and if you're familiar with engineering, you'll understand that very few people working in the quote-unquote engineering field are actually certified engineers. This, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of studying. All I know is very few people do it because it's not really required to do that. But my father, instead of going, you know, back to school to get his, you know, stamp to say, okay, you're now an engineer because you have a diploma, he actually went the one step further and went and certified. So anyway, you can actually self-educate and get certifications that will get you into a position where you need to be educationally, but it may not get you into the position as far as job description or a very specific job position that you would need to help you leverage and or make that next move. So anyway, let's get back into the map and let's kind of get into some summary, because this is where we kind of left off in the summary process. You need to start looking at what your shortfalls are, your shortfalls in your, what we'll call your attributes. What are your shortfalls in productivity? Your skills, versatility, communications, cooperation, process improvement, and so forth. You need to start identifying how you can improve those. Sometimes, to be honest, sometimes when we look at how we believe we can improve those things, that may not be good enough. And this is where having honest conversations, you know, I know that most people, excuse me, they don't want to come across with their employer recognizing their shortfalls or their boss. But I am telling you that if you have that honest conversation without necessarily putting it out, I don't think I'm that productive. How can I improve my productivity? Well, without putting it that way, you can just actually go and ask your employer, how do you believe I could improve my productivity? How do you believe I can improve my skills based on what I am doing? And that way, you're not necessarily exposing what you believe your shortfalls are, but he will give you, or she will give you, the insights of what they perceive your either weaknesses or how you can strengthen further your attributes, your communications, team building, that type of stuff. As many as you possibly can, try to at least identify what and how you can actually enhance or improve these attributes. These are what we would call enhancement objectives. And so this is, and you can have as many as you want. One of the things I've noticed with employees and what people tend to do is they tend to marginalize and they tend to not have a lot of goals. And that the thinking is, well, if I don't list a lot, then it doesn't look like I failed on anything. I think you know, this is like coming to Jesus here. This is the epitome of you being honest with yourself and actually putting it down and committing it. But once you've put it down and committed it, that doesn't mean anything, because all you've done is just put a lot of ink on paper. So anyway, let's just keep going with the summary. So many of the attribute objectives that you feel you can obtain, such as process improvement, taking a class on, you know, very specific processes and or process analysis, those types of things, then you can actually put those things into your objectives. But bottom line, the attributes is a big part. You also want to tie as many, and this is what I was saying yesterday as we were going, you want to tie as many of these objectives such as, let's say the company is introducing new processes, you want to be able to tie your objectives and your process improvement to aligning with, because maybe they're introducing a new, you know, such as ITIL standards, then you need to get smart on ITIL. Maybe that's going to a course, maybe that's diving into a hands-on or self-learning ITIL processes and ITIL architecture and so forth. What I will tell you is, as you do this, as you tie these types of objectives to what the company is doing, then the boss can see, one, that you're self-aware. You are aware of the company, its culture, and the direction that the company wants to go. And so these things really do help you. And it, when management goes to your boss or your boss's boss or above that, they're saying, hey, we're looking for somebody that, you know, can do this or is, you know, attuned to these things. And your name comes up because your boss is seeing how well you are already focused and attuned to the needs and the direction, the changing directions of the company. This said, all of these objectives that you are using should be pointing towards your ultimate goal. And I want to share this with you because I did have an employee that was meandering. He was probably one of the worst, but he actually was one that really, he cared and he wanted to actually do something with his life. And so it was kind of interesting. He, you know, he actually came forward and was very honest with me, saying that, you know, he didn't mind doing the work he was doing. It was paying the bills pretty well, but what he wanted to do, and as a matter of fact, he was making more money doing this than this new career he was going to dive into. But he just wanted to make a bigger difference in, and I'll just say societal differences. And so what he ended up doing was he walked away from systems engineering and systems integration and basically stopped working and used his GI Bill to go and get a BSN in a nursing degree. BSRN, I think is what they call it. Or actually, it's BSN, and then you go and get registered. But he wanted to go in the field of nursing. And, I mean, it's a huge change. But here's somebody that said, you know what, I want to be working on this. And actually, as he was working in his goals, he recognized that his objectives weren't pointing to where he really wanted to go. And it ended up causing him to kind of walk away. So he was one of those people that actually did something, but it was more of an honest conversation. It's not as if he was being driven, because what I'm trying to say is that those people who have the focus on what they're doing, they actually start using tools and they actually start using reminders and so forth. And we'll get into this to actually help them maintain focus. And so, you know, he realized he was on a path that he didn't want to be on for the rest of his life. He wasn't going to be happy doing engineering, solving problems. He wanted to actually help people. He wanted to, you know, be integral in the saving of lives, because technically the one person that probably has more, I'll just say, you know, has more of an impact in, you know, your quality of recovery, your health and so forth, when you are in that point of, you know, surviving or not from a surgery or what have you, is nursing. I mean, the doctor, they do these, you know, they do the operations, and I'm not dinging on doctors, but the one person that is there advocating for you to be alive is that nurse. And so I think he kind of recognized that and he realized that. So anyway, your long-term strategy and your goals, again, should be on your map, and you need to be laying these things out. And your corporation, company, business, employer goals should be an overlay to your map. I'm also saying that you should have your personal goals as an overlay to your map. You have to look at some things that are actually going to have an impact. You got kids? There's going to come a point in time when those kids are going to be grown up and they're actually going to want to go to school and they're going to need some of your time and resources to for them to get their start that they need. So if you're looking at your map and you're going, okay, this should take me because education or whatever it is you need and positions and so forth to get to that position you want, well, shoot, there may become a conflict of when you reach those positions and what you need to do when your children will actually need things from you. And so you have to start looking and putting that overlay, your personal overlay. So we'll get more into the personal overlay when we get back. Thank you so much. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL. Or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so getting into your personal overlay, your wife, your spouse, your children, your parents, some things you actually may have vision to. Do your parents have either behavior or something that will lend to problems where they're going to need support? I'm going to say something. It is becoming very apparent that we and many people in our society have taken a blind eye in taking care of our elderly. When you start looking at these facilities where parents and grandparents are being dropped off, there's a very disturbing trend. Many of these people, because they're so lonely, because nobody wants to take care of them, they're starting to take the paradigm of, I would rather be euthanized, I would rather be dead than just sitting here. Do you have anybody, and I'm just going on a little rant here, or a tangent, I should say, if you have anybody that is a family member that is in a home, you really need to advocate for them and their well-being. And I get it. I know how hard it is with Alzheimer's and those people who actually just, but those people, Alzheimer victims, or I should say those who are suffering from Alzheimer's, they don't know. I mean, they're not cognitive of saying, you know, I can't take this anymore. They just want to go somewhere else. Their mind is somewhere else. And so it's not those, it's those that are losing their vision. It's those who are losing their mobility. And are you in a position where you could step up as a family member? Because we have an overpopulation of more and more elderly moving into facilities where they're just not getting care and where their loneliness is overwhelming. Now, maybe most of these people may have been, you know, that new paradigm of having a small family or not having any kids, that their, you know, their focus was their career, not the family. I'm just saying that you need to look on your personal map. If you've got parents that are still alive, are they going to need you? And do you care enough to ensure that they're actually on that map so that if the time comes, you can be there for them and do what I and most anybody else would say is do the right thing. I mean, it's pretty sad when our society, you know, discards the elderly, the infirm, and, you know, those who can't tend to themselves anymore. I'll tell you, it was truly a blessing in the last few years of my mother's life being able to move her into our home and help her and assist her as she transitioned from this life to the next. And so if you have any sentiments on this, you want to make sure that you are completely honest on your personal overlay for where you're going and what you want. You know, I know a lot of good people, their ultimate goal is to, you know, to some degree of heaven, salvation, or what have you. And, you know, the question is, are you working in an industry? Are you working in a profession that, you know, puts those things in jeopardy? Or if you're not looking at that, this map, and if you're not looking at where you are and how you're going about getting to where you want to be, you're not going to end up where you want to be. You're going to end up where you have thrown yourself either to the wolves or thrown yourself in the river and downstream as it goes out into the ocean, to the lake, or wherever that river that you've thrown yourself into leads. To be clear, your yearly goals and objectives should be your plan of attack in this overall map of how to get to that stage. And again, as I mentioned yesterday, you're in a position right now and you need to get to the next position. That next position may be 3, 4, 5 years out. It may require a certain degree of experience. It may require more certifications. However, whatever sand you have to put into the sandbag, just remember, you can only get so much sand into a sandbag at a time. Based on the shovel you've got, based on the opening and everything else, you can't fill a sandbag instantly. It's just impossible. What you have to do is you have to hold and manage the scooping and putting that sand in that bag. You have to do that. And you will realize that it takes time. It takes a certain amount of effort and so forth. And so however many sandbags it takes for you to build your position to where you can make your next position or your next move, it takes time. And as I gave you a good example of education, sometimes it may be a 2-year follow-on degree for business. If you're a doctor and you want to have your own practice, but you know you need to probably have that business degree, your MBA. Well, okay, so that's a 2-year process. So you work at a hospital while you're still going to school and getting your MBA. This is the things that you need to do so that you can finally move away from being a part of the pool of doctors for a big health organization, hospital, or what have you, to becoming your own man in your own business and or joining in a practice or creating one. Bottom line is, your goals and objectives that you're writing for this year need to be focused in helping you manage getting to that position that could be a couple of years away. So in other words, when you start looking at goals, you have a, you know, an ultimate goal that it'd be nice to have a, you know, specific time, but there are variances and factors that will come along that will either help excel or retard your progress in obtaining that goal. And so you have to work your plan and you have to live your plan, but you also have to be honest in making the adjustments for that plan. If your goals and objectives are actually, you know, really good and you are living to that plan, then that means that you're basically your plan, your objectives for the year were done well enough that they actually suffice for you to accomplish and or obtain those objectives for the year, whether that be so many courses, so many hands-on readings, picking up skills, certificate, it doesn't matter. If you're doing it right, you will actually, that plan of attack for the year will be a viable map or a viable strategy of you succeeding in getting towards that objective. Again, we can't marginalize variances. You always need to look at what you're doing and where you are, and you must quickly address and adjust for the variances. As I gave you an example yesterday, if you have a car accident and now are unable to attend school or unable to do something because somebody else, your wife or something happens, then instantly you now have a variance. You have what somebody would say is a great excuse. What we're now doing is actually based looking at your plan of attack and strategy on a year-to-year basis. As you do this, and once you get this all done, the real secret isn't actually writing these things. You've taken a lot of time and you've taken a lot of planning, a lot of thought and effort in putting it onto paper. Well, that should be it, right? No. As a matter of fact, if that's all you have done and you look at all of the effort that you have put into your map and your objectives or your plan of attack for the year, and that's all you do, then you have wasted a lot of time. And even though your employer may require you on an annual basis to do this for your evaluations and everything else, even if you still have to go through this, what I am telling you is that it's still a real waste of time. You may be putting a check in the box for your employer, but it's really not helping you. And this is where I say the majority of the people find themselves, because they're not doing anything beyond what it took to put the check in the box to actually submit your objectives to your employer to say, this is what I'm going to do this year. And, you know, making them happy. And that's all you're doing is just doing the appeasement. You're not really doing this for yourself. Okay, then you're done. But if you want to be successful, then you have to take these objectives and you have to actually, I'll just say, turn them or transform them into imagery. Because you have to make these things visible on a regular basis. Now, how do you do that? What does that mean? And so one of the best things is, let's just say some of these things could be, you know, in positions. They could be an image. They could be, well, I'll give you an example. I knew a person that wanted to have an XKE Jaguar. And they were a very driven person. And so what they did was they got multiple images of an XKE Jaguar and they started placing it around their proximity of where they were on a daily basis. But there are ways of actually, you know, creating the imagery necessary to help you focus. So we'll get back to that when we come back after this break. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I have been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so let's just really wrap this up, because now that you've actually created your map, you've created your plan of attack, and you actually should start having vision of what is in your next plan of attack. You know, your 2-year strategy, a 3-year, 5-year strategy, 8-year, 10-year, because the things that you're going to need in developing both your attributes as well as your education, experience, those types of things, they start naturally laying out for you, so you can actually see these things on as they lay out on this map. And like I said, it's very, very helpful whether you want to use an image or just lay it out in an outline form. It's very helpful to do that. But now that you have a plan of attack for the year and you've sent that off to your boss, your manager, your employer, whatever that is, well, you're not done. What you need to do is you need to start understanding what the priorities are of what you have to accomplish first, what you need to do second, and how you need to do these things. In creating the plan of attack and creating the priorities of how you need to do these things and when you need to do these things in the year. And again, they'll lay out themselves for the, I mean, most people will be able to make sense of this as you're doing this. You'll actually be, okay, I got to get this done first, this, and I got to do these in parallel. Create images. Create, whether it be a picture of something that just, it means something else. You can use a dog. You can use a car. You can use anything that, or you can actually use the symbols, such as that young man that left engineering to become a nurse. He probably put the image of a nursing degree. You know, what is that? The snake that goes around the staff or what have you. There are those images, those logos or what have you, that you can start putting. Well, where do you put them, though? Well, you need to put them in places and locations that you will be on a daily basis. Two places I can think of is the bathroom mirror, as well as the kitchen, such as your refrigerator, and other places within the kitchen. As I told you, my father worked for Success Motivation Institute. And over his bed for the remainder of his life, he had a little sign posted up on the ceiling that said, "Today I will operate at 212 degrees." This was his reminder that he was going to work at the optimum temperature of water, because how much of what's the percentage of the body of water? Since we're primarily a water mass, he looked at the fact that, well, for him to be at its optimum, he wanted to translate that into temperature. So he was always reminding himself that today and every day he wanted to operate at the optimum temperature. So it's great to start your day in seeing something, but now you have to actually start visualizing that in other ways, so that 2 hours from now, are you going to remember that you need to operate at 212 degrees Fahrenheit? Are you operating at your optimum? Are you doing everything you can to get things done? Well, no. So you have to actually start creating other images, such as putting steam, an image of steam, because that's 212 degrees water, right? That's when steam, that's when water reaches its optimum of steam. Put that on the mirror in the bathroom. Put that on the kitchen counter, right there on the refrigerator. Put it on your rear view mirror, or dangle it down from your rear view mirror. You don't want to obstruct anything, so you can't, you don't drive dangerously. But you need to be able to have these visual reminders of what you need to be doing. And this is all about focusing. This is all about being able to visualize what it is you want. And this way, on a daily basis, not even just a daily basis, but an hourly basis, a minute basis, at your office. And this is what I told everybody that worked for me, as we talked about objectives. You need to print out these objectives, even if it's just a single word or an image that you can create for that objective, or if it's something that you actually need to print out, then you need to print out, put it into a bullet and print that bullet and put it around your cube, so that when somebody comes into your cube and they sit down in the chair, or into your office and they sit down in the chair, you have that bullet on the wall behind that chair. So that when somebody comes down and they just want to socialize, that bullet reminds you that if you're socializing, you're not working on that. I've said this so many times. How many people really, really give their employer 100% of their effort? Have you ever heard of the water cooler talk? Everybody knows about water cooler talk, and everybody knows that there is a lot of wasted productivity in a given day. Remember, we talked about how can you become more productive? How can you actually give your employer more? I mean, most people say, well, why would I want to do that? Well, that's a union paradigm or a communist paradigm, where you say, I only give this much. When I'm on that line, I don't do any more or any less, and I only create so many widgets an hour or what have you. In so doing, you have basically determined that you will not drive yourself to a higher degree to become more successful and to do more for yourself, because you're limiting with whatever attitude that is creating that paradigm. You have chosen to limit yourself. I'm telling you that if you want to be successful, you do not create limits. You actually try to eliminate and or get rid of any type of limits that you may have in your life. Visualizing is the most important thing. And I've got basically just a little bit more time, as about 4 minutes. So I want to give you a few cliches. And so my mother's favorite cliche that I used to hear her say all the time, inch by inch, life's a cinch. Yard by yard, life is hard. Sometimes just having a cliche like that up, posted around, or, placed strategically in the kitchen, placed strategically in your bedroom or in your office. Inch by inch, life's a cinch. It helps you think, I have goals, and I need to work on the, you know, the things that I need to do to make these improvements, because inch by inch, life's a cinch, yard by yard, life is hard. You can't just, you know, in December, when it comes time to close your goals with your employer, you can't get those goals accomplished in the last month. You have to do it every day from the beginning of the year all the way through to the end of the year for you to really successfully obtain all these objectives. The other cliche is seeing is believing. And the follow-up to that is, so focus is the act of seeing and persistence is the act of believing. Just want you to understand, seeing is believing, but understanding the depth to that, it's just like knowledge is power, but knowledge does not become power until acted upon. You must be persistent in that act. You must be constantly doing what you're seeing, what you're believing. And the last little cliche I have for you is, the one thing that separates the chumps from the trumps is focus and persistence. You have to be focused and you have to be persistent. Those are the two key factors, key words of success. Once you have your map, once you have your strategy, you have to focus and you have to be persistent. And in so doing, you will find that obtaining your next position and your next goal and so forth, once you do this, once you actually start tasting these little feats of success, you know, these little milestones that you're creating for yourself, you'll be actually able to eat these things up. Now, I myself have seen how these things will actually work. I saw my father do this. I've done this myself. But unfortunately and sadly, I do not see enough people that really, and when I see somebody obtaining something or they're really, you know, hitting the mark because they've become successful in getting what they want, it's only because they have become focused and persistent. And really, that's what it comes down to. However you do that, what I'm giving you is an academic model. If you go to any type of management training or what have you, they'll probably tell you about the SMART goals. Again, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. I'm telling you, if you actually go and spend money to learn how to do this, they're basically going to tell you the same thing. But the real key is focus and persistence. Once you've done that, this is where you're now acting. This is where you put the rubber to the road. This is where action and or behavior starts to occur. And so with that, I hope that as you look at what you want to do for this coming year of 2021, you actually put it into your map of where you really want to go ultimately, and put these positions down on that map and create your strategy. This doesn't have to be hard, and it doesn't have to be this huge book or this huge voluminous effort in text and so forth. It can be as simple as you want to make it. The success comes on the back end of focus and persistence. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org. www.takeaction.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.